Seduced in the Library by Sarah Sko. Narrated by Christina May. The sunlight feels warm on my skin. It's midsummer, the period where we feel as if the heat will stay forever. The period when we don't give a single thought to winter, cold, or long coats. I'm lying on the beach and enjoying the warm rays. But suddenly, it goes dark. A man is blocking the sun, and he's looking down at me. Before I manage to object, he throws himself down on top of me. He squeezes my buttocks hard, and I moan out loud. The beach is completely empty. I bury my fingers in his dark curls. His mouth, his hands, his spirit is all over me. I gasp and thrust my lower body towards him. But suddenly, very suddenly, the light comes back. His shadow disappears. And the warmth from the sun once again hits my face. I wake up when my alarm clock rings. The early morning light shines on our bed. It's a bright morning, the kind of morning that could only come around in the spring, when the sun rises long before we do. The light sneaks through the slit between the curtains and rests on our bed and the floor next to it. I switch off the alarm clock. With bare feet, I get up and walk over to stand in the light. The heat from the sun's rays spreads from my toes and up through my body. Then the tune from the alarm clock sounds once again. It seems that I didn't switch it off properly. My husband is lying on the other side of our king-sized bed. The tune makes him cover his face with the duvet. He mutters as usual, and I hurry over to the bedside table to switch off the alarm properly. The noise disappears, as does the memory of my dream. The mornings belong to me. I always set the alarm long before I have to actually get up, just so I can have a bit of time to myself. I got in the habit back when I went to work, before the day would begin properly, before the kids woke up, before breakfast. Indeed, before we opened the pharmacy, I would sit with a mug of coffee in my hand, hidden under a much too large bathrobe, and enjoy the silence. In those days, come to think of it, the kids required more of me. Now they're practically self-sufficient, and almost only come home when they're hungry. Work took its toll as well. After all, it was my pharmacy.